Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله once again dear viewers of Madinah channel. We thank Allah Azza wa Jal, we praise His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we send peace and blessings upon him and upon his illustrious and noble companions alayhim ridwan, as well as his noble and his Mubarak family. May Allah Azza wa Jal, through the blessings of Ahlul Bayt, forgive us our major and minor sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of the honorable companions alayhim ridwan, answer our lawful wishes. I am in the blessed company of our respected and honorable Mawlana Abdul Qadir Qadri Mu'ini At-Tari Sallamahu Al-Bari. And Alhamdulillah, being in your company, Masa, once again is a pleasure and honor. And especially since we are discussing a very beautiful and important topic this morning, self-improvement, Masa. Alhamdulillah. The question is, Masa, are we skilled enough and do we feel that there is no room for any improvement in our lives? Or is there any room for improvement in our lives? If the viewers of Madinah channel could ask yourself this question, do I need to improve in various aspects in life in order to rectify some matters in life perhaps, or in order to proceed to another level in terms of my work, in terms of my activities, or the actions that I do to earn a livelihood? So Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Allah Azza wa Jalla's support accompanies a person in accordance with his action. And are we giving our life and the activities which we do on a daily basis our best try? Are we happy with what we do? Are we satisfied and content with our pace of work? Are we happy enough with whatever we are doing? Is the question, dear viewers of Madinah channel, to ask ourselves in order to rectify those mistakes and to see some sort of improvement within ourselves, within our performance in life as well. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, this is our discussion, self-improvement. We are hopeful that you will extract Madani Pearl from today's program and allow this to assist and help you in your life. Masab, in a beautiful hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is stated that the beloved Nabi, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, arwahuna fida sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has informed us. He says, indeed Allah loves that you skillfully carry out whatever you are doing.
Subhanallah.
Using this hadith, listening and learning this hadith, that Allah Azza wa Jalla loves that person who skillfully carries out whatever he's doing. A person who is a carpenter, a person who is a doctor, a person who is a hard laborer, whatever he does to earn a rizq halal, and he skillfully does that with a passion, without cutting corners in terms of Islamically with time, if you have ijara, if you have a full-time employment. And whatever he does with hunar, he does with his skills. Allah Azza wa Jalla loves such people.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. And this is the blessed hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So from this beautiful hadith, Masab, we do learn that Allah's rahmah and Allah's mercy is with the action of every bandha, Masab, that does the right works in life, that does the correct things in life. His rahmah is in accordance with the actions of the banda. The reward of an action is double for the one who completes his task with skill, with beauty, with elegance. Allahu Akbar. And when a person improves his skills in this regard, Muasab, ki jo wo kaam kare, acche se kare, to he becomes beloved to Allah
Subhanallah.
He becomes closer to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Whoever Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed with skill and talent should not aim to use it for monetary gain.
Subhanallah.
This dunyawi gain, monetary gain, just for the sake of world, don't do it for that. Rather, if you have any skills, your skills should be utilized for the benefit of the creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla, which is a form of expressing thanks and gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jalla on another note. So rather use your abilities and your skills which you have to give gratitude to Allah, to show thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instead of using that just to make money in the world. So if Allah has made you a doctor and your intention is just to make money, Muasa, you will make money because you're a doctor, and if Allah Azza wa Jalla wills, you'll be prosperous. But if the niyat and the intention is khidmati khalq, you will be rewarded for every patient you see, Muasa. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
Your niyat is that you build. Yes, you do build. You earn a livelihood through building, or whatever profession you may have in your life. Some people are cooking, Muasab. Some people are training others. Some people are working in offices, different jobs, different categories. People are doing businesses. So our faith in Islam, Muasab, subhanallah, encourages us to be responsible members of society. That we live within the societies, we become responsible, who do their part without any reluctance, without being lazy in your work. So be skillful and never be reluctant in your work that you do. This will urge us to perform our dealings, our actions, as well as our religious activities correctly, Muasab, without any hurdles and obstacles in between. The first question, Muasab, comes to mind after now we understand Allah Azza wa Jalla loves those bandas who work with a passion and who have skills in hunar, Muasab. And they use that hunar, and they don't place their trust in that. Their trust is rather in Allah Azza wa Jalla, but rather they use their resources, Muasab. They use what they have on hand, and they regard this as a help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
Aur wo give up nahi karte hain, koshish karte rehte hain. Agar give up hue, dobara try karte hain. So Muasab, the question is, now that we understand this, right, there is a terminology, Muasab, known as CPD. And the question is, Muasab, what is this CPD? How can Muasab explain? There is a terminology used to improve one's skills and his own self in whatever he's doing. So this terminology CPD is used. Can Muasab share some light on this aspect?
Alhamdulillah. I think it has to do with the continuous professional development of a person,
right,
to improve your skills. Now, we all know the importance of delivering a proper professional work ethic,
right?
For example, whether it is in a work environment or in terms of ibadah as well. The amount of mercy we receive from the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, once we have delivered properly whatever act of ibadah that is, whether it's our wudu, whether it's our salah, whether it's our zakat, in dini matters. So in accordance with that, kama tadinu tudan,
kya baat hai ji,
will receive inshallah from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the jaza of it. And vice versa. Now in the professional field, in the worldly matters, it goes the same way. If we have delivered our work properly, and Muasab has explained it so beautifully in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a skillful person. Meaning, why? We see sometimes, you must have noticed, you know, there are so many businesses, so many professionals. Despite, there are some who have to advertise and market themselves in the marketplaces, right? Just to get the word out. Okay, I'm also capable of doing this X, Y, Z. But they don't get the same attention from people, from the community. And then there are those who are true professionals, skillful people, where they don't need to say a word. People, there is a queue of people. People are calling day and night, I've got this problem, please sort this problem out. You know, I've got this building coming up, you know. I want nobody else to handle this building. Or maybe there is a mechanic, you know, car mechanic that you rely on, and he's so famous for his skills that once he touches the car is sorted out, alhamdulillah. He doesn't need to now go back to the drawing board and learn, you know, about the parts and this and that. He's so professionally developed himself that he doesn't need much intervention in order to fix a gadget or a machine. Now people tend to go to people like that because nobody has the time to waste nowadays. So in order to save our time, energy and money, we look for people like that who are skillful and who take pride in their work, in what they do.
Yeah, about the most.
And the people who maybe, you know, they're trying for luck, you know, as we say. Maybe they're just pining that, no, one, two customers come and I'm sorted out for the day. That's what they're looking for. They are looking for an easy way out. right? And okay, no problem. That person will get business. Yes, he will get business, but once. He won't get a repeat customer. But now the true professional is he who has the customer coming back over and over again. Yes, the companies, customers, industries, they're relying on his skills. And maybe sometimes it happens that the customers and the companies that who are relying on his services, they even postpone their work for maybe 1 week. I won't let anyone else touch it because I don't trust anyone else.
Allah.
You are the only skillful person that we can trust. And, you know, we wait for you until you are free to come do the work. So these are the things that we see, we witness in worldly matters even, how once a person is professional and he continues to develop his skills, meaning he doesn't remain stagnant. No, continuous professional development. It's nice to have the skill, but over time, in now the fast-paced society and the time we live in, whatever, especially in the technological fields, whatever was relevant 20 years ago, maybe 10 years ago, it's not relevant now.
Allah.
So what you knew 10 years ago, especially if you're belonging to the IT field, it will be hardly relevant now if you're not keeping up to the pace. Because why? Everything is changing. The operating systems are changing. The processes are changing. The speed of how many gigahertz, the speed of a certain component is, that is changing. So you lose out if you're not keeping up with the pace. And that's how people and companies, they go out of business once they get too comfortable. You know, so it doesn't help to become comfortable in your field. Always, if you keep on your toes at all times, that is the key to success in today's world, alhamdulillah. So now that we are seeing technological advancements in this regard, there are many countries that are developing rapidly, and those that peak in this aspect, they will come on top. So it's always a rat race, you know, you're always chasing. And if you sit back and relax, you know, you lose out. Just like that. So it's so important to keep up to our skills and, you know, to always improve. Today, if we know, let's say, for example, XYZ today, then tomorrow we need to further advance. We cannot be comfortable with XYZ and, you know, and that's it, you know. No more.
And then realize that for the rest of my life, this is what I got to do without improving anyway more. So there are people who are happy with what they are doing for the past 10 years, 15, 20 years, yet they have not seen any improvement within themselves in the art or in the work that they do.
Yes.
So realistically, a sense of responsibility, Mohsa, requires that work is completed within a stipulated time. या जो वक्त जिस काम के लिए हो ना वो काम उस वक्त के अंदर हो जाए जैसे नमाज अगर हम नमाज ज़ुहर नमाज असर के वक्त में पढ़ेंगे तो अदा कभी नहीं हो पाएगी द टाइम फॉर ज़ुहर इज विदिन ज़ुहर द टाइम फॉर असर इज विदिन असर इफ यू हैव बीन गिवन ए टास्क एंड ए ड्यूटी टू कैरी आउट एन एक्शन टू कैरी आउट इट्स विदिन द टाइम फ्रेम इवन इफ यू हैव बीन गिवन एंटायर डे टू फिनिश वन वर्क मासब ए पर्सन शुड कैटेगराइज हिज टाइमिंग्स ए स्किलफुल पर्सन मैनेजेस हिज टाइम वेरी वेल because he will do anything to the best of his ability and his skill, Mohsab. So if this is not the case, dear viewers of Madani Channel, the results will be inadequate. Teachers, for example, Mohsab, who don't have skills and they do not possess that amount of passion to teach, they will actually risk the future of their children, Mohsab, the future of the students, because they themselves lack teaching or the skills of teaching. It's an art as to how do you pass the message and you allow that to sink and seep into the hearts of your students. And you make them. So there are some students or some teachers rather who are very, you know, appreciated in society, Mohsab. They get big positions. It's simply how did they go there? There are many teachers out there. But why this teacher had, you know, reached such heights in life is because of his skills, because of his ways. Likewise, if you're a muballigh, you're a alim-e-deen, you're a maulana sahib, you're a mufti sahib. Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you such a great title and responsibility to rectify the matters of society and to guide the ummah. And when a muballigh invites people, udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmat wal mu'izatil hasana masab. Yani hikmat ke saath uses the same skills masab. Once again with hikmat, with you know, wisdom, he brings people to Islam. That's a skill on its own. And because of using that skill, it becomes easier to perform da'wah work, to do the propagational activity of Islam, that is to propagate the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal, to call people closer to Islam. So this makes it easy to perform in terms of kalam, in terms of speech, in terms of explaining the person, because you used your skill to motivate him to understand what is Islam altogether. But if everybody out there wants to talk about Islam without any knowledge of Islam, talk about Shari'i matters without any knowledge about Shari'i matters, then there are issues and matters. It's like an unskillful person who wants to do a very big job, but he got no skills. And therefore, what happens, Mu'asab, at the end, he finds that he has landed himself into further problems.
Just like, for example, you mentioned about teachers, you know, who don't develop themselves and they keep to the same pace and same mindset. Okay, a teacher used to teach in the 90s. They wouldn't be able to teach the children nowadays in the same way that they taught the children of the 90s. The thought process, the children's mindset was different.
Was different.
Yes, right. And now with the regards to technologies being introduced into the work system, and there are online classrooms and things like this, that teacher from the 90s, if he didn't take the time and initiative to learn how to use a computer or how to log into maybe online teaching platforms and so on, he would be left behind, and soon there will be no market for him. Why? Because
Allahu Akbar.
He has never developed himself to learn these few, you know, modern tweaks that were made into the education system. Nowadays, many schools, they don't even encourage taking your notebooks and the physical books. Now everything is put on the tablets or the laptops. This is how the schools and colleges are mostly run now. And there is now, in almost every schools now, computer labs are compulsory. And a teacher from the 90s, he wouldn't even know how to teach the children, let alone if he hasn't learned himself, you know. So all this here is to motivate us that, you know what, let's not get comfortable. There is a lot of room for improvement in any aspect you look into. Your family life, you know, yesterday if we were lacking in our child's education or giving them good upbringing, then inshallah today is the time to improve on that. You know, if we haven't improved, then that means we are losing. So, and nobody likes to lose, but only when we lose something, then we realize the worth of it. So why I regret, you know, in the first place. If you keep improving yourself, your social life, your family life, your deeni life, yeah, and your dunyawi life, inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Balki Mu'asab apne jo bhi ishara farmaya, you know, all these associations that we have in society, a person could be a father, he could be a brother, he could be anything, you know, mashallah, in terms of relationships, and he can rectify those matters through his skills. Now, Mu'asab, we're talking about another aspect which Mu'asab has firstly explained what was CPD. And mashallah, continuously improvement, development. Alhamdulillah, improving development. And after understanding this, Mu'asab, and you mentioned that we should try improving ourselves, people who do a thing called constructive criticism, Mu'asab, are always successful as well. With good intentions, ki agar humne koi kaam kiya, to us kaam ka postmortem kare, ki humne kis tarah se kiya isko, kyun kiya, self-accountability. And when mistakes are taken out, you don't become demotivated. Misal ke taur pe aaj khana acche se nahi bana aur kisi ne nuks nikala, to hum wo na ho jaye, pareshan na ho jaye ki the food is going to be so untasty now, and how am I going to rectify this matter? Ab hum kabhi khana nahi paka sakte, misal ke taur pe kabhi aage hum nahi pakana chahte, I don't ever want to cook again in the future. One example, another example could be a student who failed in school. Fail hua examination, to kya give up ho jaye ki hum dobara exam na likhe, hum dobara koshish na kare? Ek banda kaam dhoondta hai, dhoondne ke baad lakh koshishon ke bawajood bhi kaam nahi milta hai. There are people who are sitting in their homes for 2-3 years maybe, Mu'asab. Unko kaam nahi milta hai, lakh koshishon ke bawajood bhi. To kya hum ghar hi mein baithe rahe? Should we remain seated there for the rest of our lives and not try anything out there? So a person who's really concerned to make himself skillful, he wants to attain a maharat and expertise in different fields. So there's an example, Mu'asab, one person, he drew an art of scarecrow and grapes. Ab dekhe na, ek misal de raha hu samjhane ke liye ki kis tarah banda na khud apne kaamon ka hi postmortem karta hai. To usne picture banane ke baad logon ne tareef ki, logon ne daad diya ki kya baat hai, kya banaya apne, wow, wonders. so realistic, because in the picture the art was so realistic, Mohsab, ki as real birds came. Us art ko dekhne ke baad real parinde aaye grapes khane ke liye, usko apne muh se chunne ke liye. Wo aakar ke grapes ko le gaye apne saath. They took the grapes with them and went. So people, logon ne tareef ki, kya baat hai, ye art is so real. The art is so realistic ki is art ko dekhne ke baad parinde bhi dhoka kha gaye ki aakar ke grapes kha liye. Then the artist who drafted this and drew this, he says, well, I can understand the mistake, you all won't understand the mistake. To pucha gaya, kaisi galti, isme to galti ki gunjaish bhi nahi hai. There is no room for any mistake, because the grapes are so realistic that it actually tricked and fooled the birds who came to pick up the grapes. Lekin zahir se baat hai, utha nahi paaye, picture hai wo. So he said, asal mein baat ye hai ki jo scarecrow hai na, scarecrow, the scarecrow was supposed to be the means to make the birds fly away and not even come near the picture of the grapes. But the scarecrow never looked real and the grapes look real. So ab main kya karunga, main scarecrow ko dobara banata hu. I will rectify my mistakes wherever I went wrong or wherever I went wrong in order to make this more realistic. Taki next time if the real birds come, they must see the scarecrow and not come near the grapes. So subhanallah, just one example, Mohsab, to make us understand ki this is how situations are, Mohsab, ki agar hum koi galti paaye apne kaam mein, apne hunar mein, ek hunar hai, ek person is a tailor, a person is a painter, a person is an electrician, whatever Allah Azza wa Jalla has, whatever hunar and whatever skill Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed you with, you need to perfect yourself in that department. Keep moving forward. What you know, mashallah, but keep the doors open for studies to develop on the same matter, so that inshallah Azza wa Jalla, as time is going, Mohsab, as you mentioned, technology has advanced to such large extent, Mohsab, and this is to advance as time is going, and the skills that we know, what we know today, Mohsab, will have like no value in the next few months and years to come. So a person needs to keep trying and struggling to better himself in the department and field he is in, and when he will continuously try, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, he will be successful. Mohsab, ek sawal ye hai ki how does a person design a daily planner, Mohsab? Is pe kuch aap madani phool ishaat farmai, because in order to carry out your actions skillfully, planning your day and planning and designing your daily routine is very important, Mohsab. Actually, isi mein jab khamiyan hoti hain, isi mein jab galtiyan hoti hain, to the person cannot complete the entire day. Meaning the 8 hours have completed, but his work has not yet completed. So some people, Mohsab, don't note down or jot down things that they've got to do for the day. They try trusting their brains. What are some of the harmful effects of trusting yourself to remember having to do things, Mohsab?
It's actually, it helps our brain, you know, if we transfer something, our thoughts, onto pen and paper. Why? Because then the brain is free to think in more creative ways. Creativity will flow. There is no thought process like, okay, I mustn't forget this, I mustn't forget that. Leave that, you know, you wrote it down, it's done. Done and dusted. Now, let the creativity flow into your brain's cells, you know. And there is more room to now explore the horizon, you know, and see what, how you can make it better. And daily planners or weekly, monthly, year planners are there to help and assist us. People have different ways of planning their life and their days, and their work also is such that, you know, some need to plan daily, some need to plan maybe weekly. Their work is such. So if I'm like going on a daily job, then yes, it makes sense for me to plan daily. And if I'm working for a project, on a project, you know, that maybe requires a project, maybe finished, will be finished in a week's time or 2 weeks' time. We usually have time blocking or deadline for it. So I'll plan for that whole stretch of the project itself within that time frame. So that's another planning. So it depends from person to person how, what their work entails. But yes, the planning is very important. If, because if we don't put it on pen and paper, then yes, we are going to be bombarded in our thoughts, and there are many things that are going to slip out. Definitely they'll slip out, because we are only humans, you know, and therefore we rely on pen and paper. And it was the habit of the Sahaba and the Tabi'in, the Buzurgan Deen, Aimai Mujtahideen. Why did they write their principles and, you know, and preserved everything on pen and paper. For this reason, let's say, for example, there are many a'imma. On the other hand, alhamdulillah, we see the a'imma arba'a, their followers, Imam Muhammad rahmatullah Ali, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Zufar, and other
great a'imma
students of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, and the students of Imam Shafi rahmatullah ta'ala Ali, they codified and they preserved their teachings, their principles and everything. And so the ulama and the a'imma that came later, they benefited from it. And that's how the madhab got continuation and it got to us. So there is a great hikmah in preserving things, whatever. If we can write down something and preserve it, inshallah, it will be there. If it doesn't benefit you, it will benefit others. And in most cases, it benefits you and the others, alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. So basically, planning is the key to achieving your goals, Mausab.
SubhanAllah ji.
If a person plans well, he will hit his target. And Mausab, this also means that jis bande ke paas target so plan na kare, iska matlab ye hai ki he is not an organizer. That person is not going to carry out that action with hunar, with skills, and he will not even accomplish his task with skills. Why? Because he does not plan and organize himself. He has targets and he has intentions to complete his targets, and sometimes those targets could be huge, Mausab, but he doesn't have the planner. As it comes, we'll go with the flow. As it comes, we go with the flow. So things may work out for that person, but this is not going to make him excel and make him succeed in that department, Mausab, in that field that he is in. And such people, Mausab, land themselves in further problems in the near future, you know. So another thing, Mausab, which plays as a huge hurdle in between one's work is the screen time, Mausab. We are most interested in surfing the internet and browsing the internet as to who's doing what videos are being uploaded, and on Twitter, same story, what this one had said, what that one has posted and said. And that's it. We can never carry out our actions correctly if we are going to spend so much of time giving to the statuses and Facebook and WhatsApp, Mausab. This is what people do. So they steal time from their working hours in order to browse through their phone, Mausab. This is another hurdle, an obstacle onto the success of becoming a successful businessman or a person in life. So, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, just remember one thing. Electronic devices, anything which is electronic and devices, are a major reason for unproductivity and carelessness.
Mausab, there is something called, many people are practicing it actually. I see it on some media platforms as well nowadays, the digital detox. Now, not everyone does it, right? For example, there were people that maybe tried it for a week. I have tried it and it works perfectly. And it aligns yourself with yourself, meaning apne aap ko aadmi explore kare na.
Kya baat hai?
You don't give time, you know, me time, we say, right, to yourself, because you're always giving priority and importance to the gadgets and the devices. They consume most of your time. And there comes a time when it becomes an addiction. So how do you deal with an addiction? To break away from it. How do you break away from it? Go connect with nature. That's the best way. Go, maybe a person can maybe put the phone away, maybe let's say on a weekend, right? I'm not going to touch my phone from the time he wakes up to the time he or she goes to sleep. All right, I'm not going to touch my phone. It's not going to break anything, because it's weekend. Nobody's going to call and no work is happening. So maybe I can go to the garden, or I can go to places, nature reserves and so on, connect to the nature. Alhamdulillah. So that's our natural route. So we're going back to our route. Alhamdulillah. And that can help in a major way.
Actually, it's a healthier way, Mausab. Yeah. I once, I met with a person who told me he disconnected with his phone for at least 2 weeks. He says that, "I feel like I'm so brand new, Mausab. I feel like I'm a new person altogether. I feel like I've got a new life." He actually went for a vacation, on a vacation where he was in such a place where he had no connectivity with his phone, Mausab. He said, "Bas for 2 hafte is tarah guzre hain ki I enjoyed it the best in my life, because I was away from my phone. And I came back, I felt like, where have I come to this toxic place again? That's going to, you know, take me back into the situation of, you know, health issues and mind being so boggled all day long because of work. And you've got traffic, you've got stress, you've got work, you've got targets. People are trying to make sure that this 8 hours would last them by 5. My work must be done. Half the people are unable to complete their task, Mausab. it's really hectic out there because many people are working without skills, Masa. Yeah. Just trying to make it work, just trying to make it happen. So inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, give some importance to all these Madani pearls, our respected Mulana Abdulqadir Sahib had shared, mashallah, which will really, really assist and help. I really like this idea that if you want to disconnect with those gadgets and devices which have actually taken up much of our time, many people have landed themselves in further problems just because of giving 2-3 hours to the phone and bigger works were left behind, Mahasab. So if you want to do this, connect with nature. Nature will keep you healthier. Nature will keep you stronger. Nature will bring you back to the basics. And yes, we need nature around us. So find places to go and walk around that could, you know, help you connect with nature, as Mahasab had given some Madani pearls. May Allah protect our iman. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the tawfiq and ability to understand what Allah Azza wa Jalla has made us, who we are as humans, what are our purpose in this world, and what we're going to do as Muslims. Understand your purpose of coming in this world, and inshallah Azza wa Jalla, every action will be carried out correctly without any problems.
Inshallah.
So alhamdulillah, Mawasab, our discussion today with regards to self-improvement, and I hope that the viewers of Madani channel have found some sort of Madani pearls which will assist and help you to boost your enthusiasm to be a go-getter, to be a person who is a skillful planner. You plan your day, you plan your tasks. 99% of the time, it's seen that many people out there would leave their tasks for the last very moment, Mawasab. It's called the 11th hour in which those activities are left for. Lekin ye dekha gaya hai, Mawasab, ki no matter how much it's set to carry out that action, there is 2-3 days. We have enough time. We have enough time. And this is the concept of insan ki abhi madne ke liye bahut time baki hai. Halanki pata nahi hai, astaghfirullah, ala ya'udhu billah. People who think like this, that I have enough time now. I'm only 22 years old. I'm only 25 years old. I have a long life ahead of me. I'm still going to reach like my parents, 50, 60, 70. Like maybe my grandfather who lived for 95 years old. Yeah. When I reach his age, then I will repent. I'll become a better person. This is undoubtedly the tricks of the devil. This is the whispers of the devil. This is the misconception of this world. This is what this world has done to many people. The world has tricked many people out there. And this is exactly what happened. People are Mawasab in this thought that abhi bahut time baki hai. Phir jab maut qareeb aa jaye, ya Allah mere maa, ya Allah, I was sick, I've got cancer now. I've got this sickness, I've got that sickness, I've got this pareshani, I've got that pareshani. Now we start to repent after those sicknesses hit us, after those calamities hit us. Some people lose their jobs. Many other people lose their businesses. Many others lose their health. Many others lose their loved ones and their families to catch a break in life, Mawasab. Whereas they then realize, I hit a big mistake in life. And now I need to rectify it the other way around. So inshallah, Zawajal, self-improvement is, if we understand that Allah loves those who have skills. So if you are not a skilled person, try to become skilled in whatever you're doing. Alhamdulillah. And you are skilled because if you have a person who, mashallah, who recites the Quran Pak but cannot recite the Quran properly, skill yourself in that department. Master yourself in the recitation of the Holy Quran Pak. Go sit with a Qari Quran, mashallah, and perfect your tajweed, makharij, adaigi, talaffuz, alfaz. All these are very important things so that you can become a master in the recitation of the Holy Quran Pak. But if you're going to think this task is too hard for me, I'm a doctor, I'm a professional, I can't find the time to go Qari Sahib, then for the rest of your life, you will be a person who could never recite the Quran eloquently, properly. So, hum kis tarah se Quran Pak ko padhenge agar hame padhna hi nahi aata hai, to skill, get some maharat, gain some skills in that department, inshallah, and you will see a difference in your life. Mahasab, we have like few minutes. Any parting words for the viewers of Madani Channel?
Yeah, Mahasab mentioned something that some of us, we tend to think if we make a mistake, you know, oh, mujhse nahi hoga, you know, I can't do this. Like for example, if I cooked food, it came out wrong. Now I'd rather give up. You know, imagine if every child thought like that. Allah. No, I can't get up because every time I get up, I fall down.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
So no human being would be found walking today if that was the case. But alhamdulillah, we all go through the same phase. We crawl, we stand up, we try to walk, we fall, we stand up again, we fall, we stand up. And then alhamdulillah, today we are able and capable to give others walk, inshallah, who are incapable of walking, like the elderly people, the children. Now, if everyone thought like that, no, I can't do it. It would even stop our development as a human being, as our progress to stand up on our own 2 feet and start walking. So that should be born in mind that, you know, I always think if somebody can do it, I can do it too, inshallah. So yes, if you try hard, you will achieve it, inshallah, one day.
So be a go-getter, strive for whatever you want, and Allah Azza wa Jalla is with the nek niyat, of course, the intentions, the good intentions of His bandas. And inshallah Azza wa Jalla, if you plan and you have hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla, through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the good intentions you have in your heart, your actions will be fulfilled, and you will find and you will see that you have completed greater tasks within short span of time. How? Because you gain skills in that department and you strive for that. May Allah bless you. May Allah bless all the viewers of Madini channel. May Allah grant us the ability and tawfiq to continue striving for our hereafter. May we rectify our matters in this world. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us full and better understanding of the deen. Amen. And may Allah Azza wa Jalla accept all our lawful wishes. For all those via the social media who requested for du'as, may Allah bless you in this world as well as in the hereafter. May Allah answer all your lawful wishes as well. Now we leave reminding you our mission and maqsad in this fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah is that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.